9:09. It has been a long week, man. I've been working since yesterday. Back from vacation, Ian McNulty joins us now, covers food and dining culture for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. It's the best time of week regardless. How you doing, Ian?
Great to be back with you, Tommy. I can't believe the time is flying like small plates around here.
It is going by fast. It is, like plates on the Ed Sullivan Show. Google it, kids. You'll realize what that means. If you have any questions or comments about eating or drinking in the city or the area, 504-260-1870. That's the Equinor Jeweler Talking text line. We'll work them in as we talk to Ian McNulty about eating and drinking. Where you been eating and drinking, Ian?
Well, I want to start with the calendar flipping over to August 1st, which means a few things, right? Mm-hmm. We got only a few days left until Saints preseason starts, mm-hmm. which is, you know, probably the path of glory that team is going to blaze this year, right to the preseason. Love that. We got Labor Day weekend coming up in a month, which means absolutely nothing here because we know that mm-hmm. summer actually lasts until about Halloween in New Orleans these right. days. It's back to school time, which is probably significant for some people. But it's also, in my world, the start of culinary. And I'm sure you know what this is, Tommy, but for those out there who maybe don't, this is the annual dining program that happens all around, not just the city, but the metro area, primarily in the city. It comes around every August. It lasts the whole month. And it is a voluntary program where restaurants step up to offer these dining deals. You know, I've been talking all summer about you know, the travails of the restaurant and hospitality business in the summer, which is real. But restaurants do have ways to flip the script, change the story. I've been seeing them do it all summer. We've been talking about it, you know, special things that restaurants will do, these one-off offers, like that Cape Hall's dinner they did at Gabrielle in July that packed the house. You know, these special things that restaurants can do to really get people out. And culinary is basically the big omnibus version of that. It's it happens at last count, over 140 restaurants are taking part. Everything from the very oldest, Antoine's, to places that are new this year. You know, new kind of hip, cool restaurants, the classics. And it's a fascinating way to cut into the New Orleans restaurant scene because, A, they put together special deals for you on these set price menus, pre-fee menus. They often work off scripts. You know, the old classic restaurants try something different, something new. And the newer kind of cool kid restaurants try their hand at set price multi-course menus, which maybe is not always their jam. You've got restaurants of different ethnic cuisines that put together various feasts and progressions of dishes, and it's a good old time in August. That some of the restaurants that do it a lot better than others, frankly, and the ones that really lean into it and make the most of it, get the most out of it, and give you the most bang for your buck. And I'm telling you, Tommy, I hear from people all year long. You say August is when we go out to eat. August is when we always get together with the Smiths, the Johnsons, whatever. But we make a purposeful outing. We haven't seen these folks all year. Summer's slow. We book a culinary. And, you know, people have been looking forward to this all year. And it starts today and it goes until August 31st. So I did a little scouting report, you know, much like mm-hmm. our friends on the sports beat will do, you know, the upcoming Saints season or what have you. So I did a little scouting report. It's on NOLA.com. I tried to break it down into a few different options and ways to kind of look at these menus, whether you're looking for something that's good for a group, something that might be good for kind of a solo diner, just going out, a little me, myself, and iPhone time, or, you know, some really just good killer deals that are out there. Yeah, there's a lot of different ways to cut into 140 plus different restaurant deals. But if you want to find them all, browse through them yourself. You can kind of, you know, do the color pages here with me. It's neworleans.com. Not NOLA.com in this case, but neworleans.com has all of the menus listed, which is the organization that runs culinary. It's the tourism and marketing agency for the city. So neworleans.com has them all in alphabetical order. Different ways to divide them up by parish, part of town, neighborhood, cuisine, etc.
Now, I know you're trying to sell newspapers, but for those of us that can't leave right now and go buy one, could you share a couple that you wrote?
Of course.
You wrote about.
Well, I started with that idea of
Well, let's start with I cracked myself up with that one. Pardon me, Ian. I'm sorry.
Sometimes you just see a dish on a menu, and that's it. You're going. You're going to that that restaurant for that dish, and whatever else they package around it, great. Mm-hmm. GW Finn's is a great example of this. This is the upscale French Quarter seafood restaurant. They have – this is an upscale restaurant, right? So when they put together a three-course dinner for $58, that's a really good deal. That's – you're normally not getting out.
That restaurant and the owner has an interesting story, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, yes, indeed. But for culinary, it's a good chance to try – this is a dish I had last year at culinary. Actually, it's back. Scallop carbonara. So picture a, you know, carbonara pasta but with sea scallops with swordfish bacon. And this is the part that really caught my attention. What they do at W. Finn's a lot is make charcuterie and kind of butcher shop products out of seafood. And it's fascinating, and it's a great – innovation on local seafood. So it's just one of the ways that they're doing it there, but that's a good sort of introductory course to what they're doing there.
How would one make swordfish bacon? Is there enough fat on a swordfish, or is it just caramelized somehow to make it seem like bacon?
Yes, I've had it before. It's not that stick to your teeth fattiness of pork bacon. But yes, there's all kinds of different cuts on these fish that that don't usually make the menu, and that's the point. That's the whole point of charcuterie, is eating and using and being inventive with all the different wondrous things that that these animals give us. Mm-hmm. I'm sounding like Homer Simpson here. I realize that, but
I don't know what they give us. We more take.
Sure. Fair. Okay, you're taking their side on this, I see, Tommy.
The old thing in the animal documentary. If you're watching the lion and the gazelle, if you're pulling for the gazelle, you're saying, run, run. If you're pulling for the lion, you're saying, get him, right?
That's right, yeah. I was usually at the Tom to the Jerry while watching the
There you go. You know, it depends. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure, back to culinary. That was just one example. And here's another way to cut into it. Like, okay, you want to try out a restaurant you've heard about, but... yeah, you don't know if you want to, you know, risk the full Monty on a dinner that might cost you $100, $120. Well, they're setting the parameters that the max is $58 for a three-course dinner, and often they're a little cheaper in between. 34, great example. This is Emerald's new restaurant, downtown Portuguese restaurant. They've got a $58 three-course dinner menu that just popped up on the list. I've been singing the praises of this place. It's fantastic. It's beautiful. And just a great way to try it out for sort of a, you know, you're setting your risk level right there. Maybe you're not going to love fabulous, flavorful Portuguese food. There's probably people out there like that, but you know, you found out for a limited price, and you probably are going to want to go back soon and give it another go. That's a great way to do culinary. The master of culinary is Frank Brightson in my book. Of Brightson's restaurant. I talked to him a couple of years ago about this, and he said that August has become like, August 1st is like New Year's Eve over there. Like August is like the month that they look forward to, because they get quite busy for culinary. And the reason is they do a really, really good culinary menu. They bring out seasonal specials. I think it's a shrimp bisque to start it off this time. But then they do some of their best dishes that they configure in a way that they can still get people in, make their margin, feed them a great modern New Orleans Creole meal, and have a lot of smiles on people's faces in a packed house in August. And that's the advice that he's passed on to other people. I was talking just last night to Aaron Burgau, the chef of Patois. He says, yeah, that's the way you got to do it. You got to follow the man Frank's advice and really lean in. Don't make it a limited offer. Don't make it just a chicken breast followed by a cup custard or something like that. Like, make it an enticing offer and offer it the entire time that you're open. And so the restaurants that do that are setting themselves up for the best success. Here's one more way to cut into these things, Tommy. Mm-hmm. I mentioned before, this is sort of like calendar dining, right? Like, people have this on their calendar all year. Oh, in August we do culinaries with this group or this friends. We double date. We get the six top together, whatever it is. Some restaurants have culinary deals that are really good for that group dining kind of thing. And the people who have mastered that in my book are Costera, which is the Spanish restaurant on Portania Street uptown.
How are you spelling it?
Costera.
Okay.
And
I know you want people to buy newspapers, but we can't see that on the radio, so you'd have to spell it.
Okay, sure. You just tell me which names and words you want me to spell, okay?
All right, sure, absolutely.
Okay, thanks. The Costera people, COS, no, just kidding. They basically, like, send you the menu. Like, if you, it's a Spanish restaurant, and so they do it in a Spanish style where it's small plates and then larger shared platters, like the redfish.
Family style, almost, like?
Yeah, family style, yeah, a redfish or a big cut of steak that you're going to pass around. And I love eating this way. This is a great way to eat. And their culinary menu makes it a really easy approach. You just say, okay, we're doing that, and they divide up the dishes that they have based on whether you're 2, 4, 6, what have you. Mm-hmm. Same chef, same operators have Osteria Lupo, which is their Italian restaurant, just a little bit upriver on Magazine Street. Same approach, but Italian food. So pastas, breads, but again, maybe a steak going around. It changes what they have, what they're offering, but it's always a really good deal. Similar to that, but on a very different note, would be Good Catch, which is a Thai restaurant in downtown New Orleans next to the old Hibernia building. And it is where I used to work, by the way, just a little Ian trivia. Good Catch is the same people have Pomelo, tiny little Thai restaurant on Magazine Street. Good Catch is a lot bigger. It's a lot more seafood orientated. And for culinary, what they do is these sets, these multi-course things, where they send you all these dishes. And it's structured for multiple people to eat off of them, and you can explore by region. You say, I want to have this region of Thailand or that region of Thailand, and that's the assortment of dishes you get. So you're not really ordering off the menu. You're picking, like, hey, I want this feast or that feast. It's a great deal.
All right, let me take a break. I'm getting some text here. People want to know about the commissary. Somebody else wanted to know about Toop's Meadery. Somebody else asking about pizza pop-ups. We'll answer all of those questions when we come back. Tommy Tucker, WWL, with our friend Ian McNulty from NOLA.com. Go buy a paper. Talking about eating and drinking here on WWL. Especially at this time of day, this time of week, talking to Ian McNulty covers eating and drinking for NOLA.com and the NOLA. Who do you work for here? Tom speaking, you, New Orleans Advocate. I'm just kidding. Tell me about those restaurants I asked you about before we went. Toop's Meadery, somebody wanted to know about?
Oh, sure. Toop's is fantastic. This is Isaac Toop's, he of Food Network fame. For his huge reputation, like really sort of this Cajun Paul Bunyan of cuisine, it's quite a small restaurant. It's just like a neighborhood restaurant. It's upscale casual, and it's fantastic. And its culinary is like this great introduction to it because you can get a deal on the style that they cook there. By the way, side note, we've been talking a lot about happy hours over the summer. Big fan of restaurant happy hours. If you have the ability to get to Toop's before 5 o'clock, amazing happy hour. Not necessarily the cheapest dishes, but like they're big. I mean, it's the charcuterie board. It's a football helmet sized bowl of cracklin. It's good cocktails. They're good deals too. But I'm just saying it's a little more of like they feed you there in their happy hour in a special way. It's really cool. If you can get there before 5 o'clock, do it. Their culinary menu looks particularly enticing. Lamb neck lasagna. They have a dish on their regular menu that's the whole lamb neck or slice of it over bucatini noodles. So they basically have turned this into a lasagna.
Wait, and a nice thing about lamb neck lasagna.
Lamb neck lasagna. If you've not had lamb neck, my friend, scrumptious.
How much could there be?
Well, it's pretty solid serving, my friend. It is.
Okay.
I don't know what kind of lamb you hang out with, but it's solid. Right. A good thing about Toop's for the culinary.
Guess I'm thinking of the Easter pictures with the kid.
Yeah, okay. It's, they're a great example of a restaurant that throws in a little land yap in the New Orleans style, and that in this case, it's a glass of wine. It doesn't count as a course. It's just you come in for culinary, they give you a glass of wine. It's a nice start.
Sure.
On that note, right down the street. Or up the street as the river flows, Revel is Chris McMillan's cocktail bar and restaurant cafe right on Carrollton Avenue by Canal Street. Got a lot of attention last year in our burger poll. People called it the best burger in town. I think it's an exceptional burger. And their culinary menu is based around it. So you can try their burger with a side and a salad and an old-fashioned cocktail, and I think it's under $40, whatever their culinary deal is.
And who was that again?
That was Revel.
Revel
okay. Cafe. Yeah, Mid-City on Carrollton.
Right.
The other one you asked about before the break was the commissary. Mm-hmm. And again, this is a good like culinary as discovery, because the commissary is a truly a den of Epicurean delights, Tommy. But it's well hidden in the Lower Garden District, just off of Chappatoulas. It's on Orange Street, which probably doesn't mean much to a lot of people unless you know that area. But if you know where Urban South Brewing is, it's just before that. It's, you know, kind of between the bridge and when you get into kind of the more of the Lower Garden, between the bridge and Walmart, okay, and Urban South. Those are your landmarks. The commissary is from the Dickie Brennan Restaurant Group. They of, you know, Tableau, Bourbon House, now Pascal Manali's, unfortunately, of late, no longer Palace Cafe. But the commissary is just that. They make a lot of the food there for these restaurants, kind of behind the scenes, but it also functions as a market. So you can go shopping there for stuff from home, like the whole versions of the things they serve at the restaurants. And it's a cafe. And so they're doing a culinary, too, a lunch deal. I just looked it up. It's under $20. And it sounds great. It's like Cajun banh mi, so the Vietnamese-style pho' boy, mm-hmm. with all kinds of charcuterie. In this case, not seafood charcuterie, like G.W. Finn's, good old-fashioned pork charcuterie, on a Bellegarde bread loaf, because the commissary is now home to Bellegarde Bakery, a place that a lot of people love that we've talked about before. Really old-school bakery. That operation has now been folded into Dickie Brennan's group and home-based in the commissary. So, again, a great opportunity to go check out a place that maybe has been on your radar, or maybe not, but should be, thanks to a culinary deal.
You know, along those lines, somebody texted in about a chafalaya, and I've passed that on Louisiana Avenue numerous times. Is that the one like the big frying pan on the side? Is that
yes, called? Exactly. Yeah, it's under the oaks of Louisiana. That place is fun. It's always good there. Chef Chris does a great job. Their culinary menu looks of interest. I was looking at it earlier when they had squash blossoms on there. Maybe that was something they couldn't source. They swapped it out. There's now something called graham cracker crusted or graham cracker calamari. So calamari with sort of a graham cracker flour crust. That sounds very enticing. And another flex on culinary where chefs just go way off script and try something different and fun. That's a great brunch, by the way. Sort of what I call a locals brunch. It's not necessarily the kind of, let's face it, kind of like can be kind of hokey tourist brunch, mm-hmm. you know, roll out the kind of the time-worn standards. It's more of a fun, inviting brunch with bands that you might see on Frenchman Street playing in the room and good Bloody Marys. That green Bloody Mary they do at a Chafalaya always has my number. Before the break, there was also a question about pop-up pizza, I believe.
Pop-up pizza places.
Yeah, pop-up pizza places. I discovered a pop-up pizza place on Monday. This is how my life goes sometimes, Tommy. I was at an event across town in Harahan saying a happy birthday to Zia's restaurant and Greg Reggio in Harahan. Happy birthday to the restaurant. And on the way back, it was still early enough. I thought, you know, it was a long weekend. I've got some leftovers in the fridge, including some pizza, actually. Maybe we should just go home and eat that. Sack out on the sofa. Then got a call from a character in our lives we call Street Cat, because that's what she is. And she said, hey, I'm going to happy hour at Carrollton Station. Come meet us. Okay. Turn the car. We're only a couple blocks away. Stars aligned. Walked in. Did not expect to find pop-up pizza. Did find pop-up pizza. In this case, a pop-up called High Tide. That's high, like H-I, and Tide. A couple chefs, you know, working in the fine dining realm, who came up with their own pizza concept because they love pizza. This is that deep dish Detroit style. You might call it square until you look at it and realize it's a rectangle. There's a difference. It's rectangular pizza, but it gives you that amazing caramelized crust all along the edge. Go to my Instagram at Ian McNulty Nola. Scroll down a few, past all kinds of Algiers staycation stuff that we can talk about at a future date. And you'll see a picture of this very enticing pizza. They do pizza and crudo, which is, you know, the raw fish preparation, just with a little bit of dressing, a little bit of sauce, a little bit of flavor and seasoning on there, but raw fish, some raw fish, cool, crisp, and then deep dish, crusty, caramelized edged pizza. Fantastic. They're at Carrollton Station popping up for the rest of the week, maybe only until tonight, but they're a worthy follow on Instagram. You can keep up with wherever else they're going to be. The other spots, I hear they are. I've not seen them there, though. Houdat Cafe down in the Marigny near the Hotel Peter and Paul on, I believe, Burgundy. And also the OK Bar, which is sort of tucked away kind of deeply off St. Cloud Avenue downriver.
You know, forget the restaurants. If there's anything I need in my life, it's a character that goes by the name of Street Cat. How do I get one of those? That's what I need. Somebody to call me and say, hey, Tommy, let's go do this. Sure, why not? Street cat, I'm there.
You live a certain life. You know, the magnet does not know why it attracts, Tommy. These people come into our orbit, and we keep them held there with the warmth of our sun, hopefully.
More like a black hole. A couple of texts come in about Lisa.
Yes, this is a story that erupted on social media last night. I've not run it down. My colleagues are at the minute. But the Facebook story, always hold all bets until somebody checks on it, just like the dungeon thing that happened. But the story that appears to be going around is that they may be losing their lease after decades in the French Quarter. So we shall see. I hope that's not true, but it does seem to be pointing that way. And if so, would be a loss for the Quarter in a way that the Quarter has its historic landmark restaurants that are, you know, famous around the world. It also has these low-key restaurants that have just been there forever, a part of the neighborhood character, kind of knit it together, and we need them, but it's harder to hold on to them when real estate changes, prices increase, and all the different pressures that are on small independent restaurants. So I hope there's a better resolution than the one I'm imagining, but that's what we know right here.
We don't have enough time to talk about your Algiers staycation, which I definitely want to spend some time on, but somebody did text in about Toot Sweet in Algiers, old Algiers. You know about that?
Yeah, a great breakfast place. Been there since the pre-Katrina days. Thing I love about Algiers Point is quickly it's a neighborhood. I mean, it really is like a New Orleans neighborhood distilled into this little triangle, and you walk around there and you just feel it, and the neighborhood businesses are part of that. On this staycation, we were checking out mostly newer places, which filled the docket. The dining docket was filled with new places to eat, although we did dive into some of the older places to drink after we exhausted that itinerary. But Toot Sweet is a primarily breakfast-lunch place with a lot of neighborhood charm and character.
And before we let you go, somebody's looking for Cuban sandwich.
I got two for you right off the bat. Norma's Sweets in Mid-City is it's a bakery. They make their own bread. It's fantastic. I have three for you. Go to the French Quarter for a different style of it. Manolito is a cocktail bar, upscale cocktail bar. That's just fantastic. And they do Cuban-style cocktails and, of course, Cuban-style food. Their Cuban sandwich I'd put up against anyone's. But then just go totally old school and go to Churros in Metairie, side street there, maybe Kingsman, something like that. It's over by Clearview Mall, tucked away down the side street, totally old school. There's a table reserved for the regulars. It's New Orleans / Metairie's old school Cuban cafe, and you can get some Churros while you're at Churros also.
You know anything about a crazy hot pot in Metairie somebody texted about?
I know it very, very well. It has a soft spot in my heart. It's a great place in the story of one of my. Anyway, I'll cut to the chase. Crazy Hot Pot is a fantastic place. I wanted a first date there that changed my life, and it is not because of the hot pot, but because of the date. But Crazy Hot Pot is a worthy destination if you are into. It's an all-you-can-eat buffet that you cook yourself at the table. Mm-hmm. The hot pot is actually a pot of boiling broth brought to you. There are robot waiters involved to bring your little appetizers. But the main draw of it is you order through a human being. You tell them what you want. They explain how it all works to you. And then you go back endlessly up to a certain point of time, of course, and get all you want from the buffet of seafood, vegetables, meats, things you might not recognize but are curious to try just a little bit of, and you'll put a little bit of this in your tray because you can go back, you don't want to waste anything, and you basically just blanch or boil or cook the heck out of it in the hot pot. You can add different seasonings. It's a lot of fun. Kids seem to love it. Kids with an adventurous palate. It's always a good deal. I forget what the price is now, but it's a set price. All you can
you
eat.
You get 90 minutes, right?
All you should eat.
You get 90 minutes, right?
Something like that.
No, I think that's what it is. I think you get 90 minutes and they say, that's it, you got to go.
But well, if you don't get enough. With any offer like this, Tommy, you got to set the limits, right? Like we talked about with the roll of dice.
Yeah, if you can't eat enough in 90 minutes, I can't help you. You know, it's like the old joke, you've been here 4 hours, you got to go.
Don't make them call the sheriff on you, you know?
Exactly. Ian McNulty, a pleasure as always. Where can we buy the the Advocate if we want to buy a copy of it.
Print copy?
Yeah.
Come on. Go to any grocery store, any Rouse's, any Walgreens. They still have, they have stacks of the print newspaper, but, you know, it's NOLA.com, too. Just go online.
Yeah.
You got to get a subscription, but that's just the old-fashioned newsboy. You know, when you buy a subscription online, that's the same thing as giving a kid on the corner a nickel because you want to see if Dewey really did beat Truman. It's the same difference, just online now.
Okay.
Yep. I'm glad I cracked up, Tommy.
You do. I wish I could hang out with you and Street Cat. That's all. I wish character goes by the name of Street Cat. Thank you, Ian McNulty. Just find out more about Ian at Ian McNulty, and I guess you could Google Street Cat as well. I don't know what'll come up. 9:40, 20 till 10. We're going to talk with Mary Beth Roman when we come back about August in New Orleans and tourism and so forth and things to do in your own hometown right now. Why don't we look at traffic on WWL?